This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Hey.
What's up? Guys, I got sad soup today. You do this sometimes, you know. You crack the mic and you instantly depress all of us.
I was looking forward to one thing.
What's the matter?
And one thing only today.
Buckley, well, he's not here. By the way, Will Ortner in the house. Yeah. What's up, Will?
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Sad that I don't have my Clydesdale in.
Nothing,
there.
Bro.
I've got my my plow donkey over there.
Whoa!
I don't have my Clydesdale.
Call me a jackass.
Well, he's not a Clydesdale. Look at him. He's all skinny. He's a pack mule now.
I feel like you're beefing up though. Are you getting?
Yeah, Well, we're doing a thing with creatine, so some water weight's been added.
Well, I feel like you're
doing a thing with creatine.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kick your ass.
We're trying to get max numbers up. It's a thing.
Got a little.
We're deadlifting again on the road to 550. We're good.
Get to work.
Gotta do some maxes. Gotta get my deadlift up. Yeah.
Pretty soon he's gonna be assaulting people in the office.
Bang! Throw him in the river.
We need to talk about that today.
Why are we? We're trying to impress. Is that the Dan? Wasn't it that Lanning that was like, "What do you squat? How much you squat? How much you deadlift?"
Lanning asked Will how
he
much
asked
he
you sp- how much you squatted.
He did.
Yeah.
No, what did I say?
I think you said five.
He's like 500. No, five.
5 pounds. Yeah. You asked him something about like what
it was about Twitch, wasn't
Twitch,
it?
Twitch, yes.
Yeah, that's
you asked him what Twitch was, and he's like, "How much you squat?" You're like, what?
"I don't know, Dan."
You're not in the 1,000 pound club, bro?
No, bro.
The new bro lift is deadlift, man. Don't you know? All the bros go in and they deadlift.
Sports.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what were you saying? What's the matter with you?
Oh. Well,
why are you so sad?
I don't have my Clydesdale. And, you know, it's that time of year where I don't have a lot to look forward to on the sports calendar.
Uh-huh.
And the Mets got rained out. So.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They got rained out?
They got rained out.
Well, we were going to make fun of...
So I got a lot of... I got nothing today. What am I... What do you want me to watch? You want me to watch Nationals Cards?
Royals Pirates, dude.
Is Skeens pitching?
Actually, I don't know who's pitching tonight.
Just saying, like when this time of year you look forward to one thing, and then you get hit with a rainout. The Phillies are up 11-0 on the Giants. You want to watch that? You want Rockies Red Sox? Get out of here! I got nothing.
You missed the White Sox Blue Jays today.
Oh no! Yeah, the Blue Jays lost like the first time. They were like 11-game heater, I think.
10-game heater.
10-game heater.
Yeah. And they lost.
Mm. By the way, the Pirates and Casey isn't for a while. It's ridiculous.
Falter v. Bubich.
That's a vicious cockfight right there. So, I don't know.
Mm.
I guess I can get up at 4 a.m. and watch Wimbledon, as someone said. I haven't watched 1 second of Wimbledon.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't care.
Where? What channel is it on? Is it on ESPN?
Because I haven't watched 1 second of it.
You I don't know.
I don't have the answer to that question. I wish I did. I mean, I do host a sports show, but remember back in the day when someone would call in and ask, like, where to watch?
We should take Wimbledon calls.
We'd get an old person would call in and be like, hey, what time does the Mariner game
start? Yeah, we got that a lot.
Yeah.
So if you were running the board back in the day on the fan, see, now they don't, they've been trained not to do this.
Yeah.
But people would call the studio. I don't know how they'd get the number. I guess the old yellow pages.
Something like that. Either that or they, I don't know.
Kids, here's a fun fact. Well, there used to be a big book of yellow business pages that had advertisements and phone numbers. That's how you would call, that's how you'd find a business.
Well,
you couldn't Google, you had to look in the book. And it was a book that was delivered to your I think this is blowing someone's mind right now.
The giant book.
There used to be a book that was delivered to your door, and in it, on the white pages, was everyone's phone number listed in alphabetical order, their surname. Right? Am I right so far?
You are correct.
So if you wanted to call Jason Sikanik, you would have to wait to get the book delivered, and then you'd look in the S's, S-C, S-C-U, there's Sikanik, and then it would give you his little phone number.
That wasn't an issue.
But then in, what do you mean?
Well, like, creeps, man, or like.
Oh, no, it wasn't an issue. Not back then.
No.
And then in the yellow pages side was the businesses.
Those were the big ads.
And I would imagine we had we had the fan in there. KFX, call the fan.
Call the fan.
Listen to your sport. And so it would put the studio number in there.
Well, actually, it didn't. You'd call the front desk.
Is that what it was? Oh, and then Amy would transfer
us. We used to, believe it or not, we used to have a front desk lady.
Yeah, Amy.
Who was delightful. Yeah. You would call Amy, and then you'd be like, hey, I want the fan. And Amy would forward you on, and then we'd get an old lady that would want to know what time the Mariner game was on.
Yep. They would ask really random questions.
A lot of work. Or someone would call up and ask me what I thought of like a Lions running back.
Well, but that was on your personal
phone.
That was personal. You don't have the pleasure of ever having to answer.
No, I did not work the board.
The public phone at the fan.
No.
I did when I used to run the Jim Rome show. And let me tell you something. It was glorious.
It was glorious.
It kept you on your toes.
It was a simpler time.
Or was it more complicated?
No, it was simpler. Those were good times.
I remember the guy calling me once and saying that it's not. He was an English professor at Portland State. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, I love you, but I gotta talk to you about something. He's like, nothing begs a question.
Yeah.
You raise a question. Mm. I'll never forget that.
Really?
To this day, I'm like, I never say begs a question, because a lot of people say that. People say, that begs the question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He taught me that that's not, I don't even know if he's right. Mm. I just went with it. He could have been pulling my chain.
That's true.
But now I say that raises a question.
Begs a question would be like, Well, begs, could I be pleading with you to, I don't know. I guess that is a weird begs a question as opposed to raise a question.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's now, the kind of thing you would
well,
get.
Well, now that's sticking in my head.
Well,
although I don't really say begs the question.
Yeah, you don't say it much.
No. But now I will raise a question. I like to raise my hand. I still do that to this day. I'm a hand raiser. I'm a big fan of that. You just say,
well, they have an emoji for that now.
Yeah, right over here, just hand. And I do, I don't know about you, I do the one finger. That's my question.
Mm.
I don't do the open palm. I don't know about you, but the open palm hand raise makes me uncomfortable. Like, you know, you're at a concert and everyone's doing like the, hey, I like to keep it nice and low, because if you get an open palm and it raises up a certain level, especially looking the way I look, it's that's problematic.
It's not good.
You just did it.
I know. Well, Elon did it. By accident.
Yeah.
My wife did it the other day.
Yeah, you
by
can't.
Accident.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You do that by accident sometimes.
Which is why if I'm raising the question.
But now we have to clarify.
And I raise my hand, I like to do the one finger. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Because it eliminates, like, right here versus this. This is bad. It feels better. Yeah. I like the one finger up.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, there you go. That raises a good question. Even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I got no Mets on today, so...
I'm sorry that you're sad. Part of today's show, we'll be making fun of Juan Soto.
I don't like that at all.
So, I know you wouldn't.
Juan Soto, who's having, like, the best month in Major League Baseball, last 30 days?
Yeah, but he's a douche.
That Juan Soto?
And guess what? I've also learned that... And Buck helped me with this, although he's not here today to talk us through it.
Sure.
I kind of don't like Clayton Kershaw.
What do you know? Oh, is this the...
Dude, he's going down... He's starting to be obnoxious.
Is it the church thing?
Well, he could be. I don't care that he's churchy.
Yeah.
Although I thought that move was a little douchey, and we can get into that. But it's more of the things that he's been saying recently. He's kind of a douche.
I'm not really familiar.
I'll familiarize you with it.
That raises a good question.
That's right.
What is he doing that is so douchey? Because I have a positive view.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Seems like a good family guy. And
a good guy can be a douche.
That's true.
Look at me.
Mm. Well, I will say that at times, you know, when someone goes super wholesome, it could be.
Well, I didn't like. Okay, so just real quick. The Dodgers wore the gay pride rainbow on the LA of their hat one day.
Yes.
On the pitch. That's what they call it. The pitch, right? Yeah. Isn't that what they call it?
On the pitch?
Yeah.
That's the soccer field, but.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
I was just testing your sports knowledge.
Yeah, I know what's up.
I know that it's the field, okay.
Do you?
Baseball field.
Yeah.
And he put a Bible verse.
Yes.
He wrote a Bible verse next to the flag.
Yes.
And it was, you know, because a lot of Christians don't like the gay pride flag.
Yes.
They think it has something to do with a verse in the Bible that the rainbow represents something that they think.
Sure.
Everybody thinks something different.
Yes.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that he did that because it seems to be taking a giant dump on the gay pride flag. And that sounds, because it comes from the church and he is very Christian, that sounds discriminatory.
Yeah.
It doesn't make him look good.
Yeah.
Even though Christians were applauding him. They're like, yeah, we need more of this. Bleh.
Yeah.
And that's fine too, whatever. Yeah. But because they don't view it as discriminatory, but other people do.
Uh-huh.
So here's where we are, this juxtaposition.
Yes.
I just thought it was kind of a douchey thing to do, being a high profile person such as himself. And it's like, dude, come on, support what the Dodgers are doing.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with
that. I also think you need to support gay rights.
A lot of people
I get it.
Would disagree.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is they don't understand that they look like bigots, okay? And that's where it starts with Clayton Kershaw.
Sure.
I know this is getting into very deep water here. I can see it in your eyes. You don't want to talk about this
right off the get-go.
I get it, but all I'm saying is that I could overlook. It's like, okay, he's just Christian, okay? He's stunted.
Yeah.
But what he has said over the last couple of weeks about certain things.
Well,
he's
intrigued.
Kind of a douche.
I am intrigued because I am not aware. I was aware of the pride thing, which I too find to be in poor taste, but I guess what is it? Be careful what you're going to say because they're not going to listen anyways. You're not changing Clayton Kershaw's mind. And
well, nobody wants to change his mind, but we can call him out for doing something that other people find offensive.
Yeah.
Right?
But
that's fair.
I don't know. I just think
he should be open to that.
Well, I think when you do that, you certainly know that you are going to you're going to kick the hornet's nest a little bit. Some NHL players have done this. I think Pavel Bure was one that did it. They refused to come out wearing the jersey. Yeah.
And they got heat for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, but to those people, I mean, if you're going to come out and take a stand on what you believe, I can disagree with that. And while I do think it's bigoted, I guess in some ways I can appreciate the fact that you're willing to take a stand and take the heat for what you believe in. I would rather that than someone that is, I don't know, closeted. At least we know where you're at. Maybe you're starting a discussion with that. So I don't necessarily have a problem with him doing it. I have a problem with his way of thinking. I have a problem that that's necessarily how he's choosing to go about it. But I do respect the fact that he's willing to stand up and I guess say, hey, this is what I believe.
I have a problem with him doing it because basically what he's saying is, I don't like that flag. I like this flag.
Yeah.
Well, how about we can support your flag and you can support that flag?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So he's saying, that's not that flag is no good. I don't want that thrown in my face, but I do want to throw my religion in your face.
Yes.
With this verse. That's bullshit. People don't like that. And it's okay to call them out on that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm getting all fired up now.
Well, I mean, you're just
what do you think about that, Will?
You're just going down a
high
road.
Bro.
You're going down a road that under no circumstances are you going to change.
Well, I'm not trying to change anyone. What I'm trying to do is call them out.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Okay.
And I'm going to take some creatine, and I'm going to get into the gym, and I'm going to go 500, bro.
On the deadlift?
I don't know.
What's that hurt your back, dude.
Is that lifting
a
dead
guy? You
got to
lift with your legs.
What's the deadlift?
Well, you just pick it up off the ground.
Yep, you can do it in front of you. That's a traditional deadlift. If you're soft, you can spread your legs out really far and do a sumo deadlift. And if you want to protect your back,
soft,
you can do it with a hex bar.
So did you just call all sumo wrestlers soft?
No, I said the sumo stance is soft because it's fake. Because people spread out as far as they can so they don't have to lift up as high.
You're just going to confuse him.
He is very confused.
Well, but isn't that good for sumo wrestling?
It's not.
But it's not a sumo lifter. It's
just it's
that's
the
name
what they call
the
it
lift.
Because your feet are so wide, they call it a sumo deadlift because it looks like you're doing a sumo stance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is good for sumo.
Yes.
But not for lifting.
Well, actually, it is good for lifting because you can lift
protect
more.
Protect your back, right?
Look, the only reason anyone deadlifts is because they think it looks cool, but it really has no practical function to it other than you can put a bunch of weight on there and people think it looks cool.
Yeah, I thought we were over that. Didn't Tom Brady teach us that it's more about plyometrics?
The deadlift, again, doesn't serve any real athletic purpose other than it looks cool, which is why all the bros are doing it. And you can do more on the deadlift than you can any other lift.
Okay. Well, we covered a lot of ground.
We have covered a lot of ground.
God.
We talked about God, the gays.
Deadlift.
Deadlifting. Sumo deadlifting.
Creatine loading.
Creatine. Crayon-tine.
10 grams a day. Let's go.
God. Where do you want to start? Should we make fun of Soto now?
You want to go there? Look, you just someone peed in your Cheerios.
No.
Is it because you're going on vacation, so now you're just taking a blowtorch to the whole thing?
Let's go with that.
I like where we're doing it. Let's go.
Yeah, I like where we're doing it, too.
I do.
You and I. All right, well, we'll start with that.
I'm going to go deadlift during the break.
Yeah, maybe not. I also want to ask Will about the... because he alluded to it.
Mm-hmm.
Many of our listeners probably missed it.
Yeah.
But he alluded to the viral golf video.
Bang.
That's going around.
Bang!
It's going around.
My bang is more of the Angel Reese videos, but, you know, it's now been hijacked by this.
Well, everyone has their own bang.
Yeah. Bang!
Although this will probably be a thing now, won't it?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, 100%.
Every time.
The next time a bro is going to get in a fight with someone and he hits them, I guarantee that bro is going to yell out, bang! That's not even the best part of the video.
No, it's not.
The best part of the video is you're off to a great start, buddy.
Yeah. We'll, you know, we got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
We got a lot to cover. That is, well, let's start somewhere fun next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, I regret to inform you that we had more creatine talk during the break.
Well, and it was between you and Will.
Well, no, he was telling you about 5 or 10 or like, I don't know, something stupid. And then I had to correct him that it's creatine, not creatine. He's calling it creatine.
You were caught up on the wrong part of that conversation.
Well, maybe.
There's health benefits, dude.
Okay, but let's call it what it is.
I'm sorry creatine. That I have an accent.
That's not an accent.
Everyone has an accent.
It's a Hawkinson accent, he said.
That's not. Let's go to the judge here. The judge being you. Is that an accent or
no,
is he mispronouncing the word?
Just mispronouncing it.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know, dude. Whenever I hear Boston, sounds like that's an accent, but they're mispronouncing it.
Oh, my God.
What? Well, Boston drops their R's.
Well, they do Havid.
Again, they drop the R. That is a Boston. You doing it on one word. Now, if they dropped the R on like some words and not others, then that's not an accent. You're just being a douche.
No, I'm just getting it wrong. I'm not allowed to have an accent over here.
You can pronounce it any way you want.
Look, you just mispronounced the word, okay? Yeah. It's like Washington. Accent. That's not an accent.
You
Willamette.
Just own it.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Is Oregon an accent?
I'm guessing
that's
that
kind of an accent thing, though.
I'm guessing wherever you're from, you end up with a little bit of a slant to your voice.
Or Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, we always say we don't have an accent, but if you're from the South, I'm sure we have an accent. I'm sure you sound like you're very much from the West Coast. Well, and then you can go to California, and does California have an accent? If you're doing a California surfer, bro.
Well, you remember we were in Georgia for the Masters, and we sat down at a restaurant. Remember what the server asked where we were from? She said, where are you guys from? We were like, well, what do you think? She goes, L.A.
Yeah.
And she goes, she says L.A., and we were like, well, why do you think that? She goes, your glasses.
Yeah.
Well, all three of us had glasses on.
Yeah.
So she knew we were from the West Coast.
Yeah, the West Coast.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Glasses are West Coast only?
Well, dude, it's deep South Georgia, okay? Yeah. I mean, they don't see a lot of glasses, apparently, or just people looking like us.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Really?
It's like another country.
If you've ever lived anywhere that isn't, you know, up here.
I think they were just stylish glasses.
You know, Midwest. You're telling me that you can't tell people that are from the Midwest? There's a certain way people carry themselves, certain way that that people dress. Yeah, the glasses thing. Like you said, that's a unique thing that you wouldn't think about. But if you're from a place and everyone that you see that wears glasses is a West Coast person, then stereotypes come from someplace.
We just looked hip.
Yeah. The way you dress.
You all ain't from around here.
Yeah, yeah. That is true.
She was right.
If you spent some time in the South, there is a different dress. That is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good talk. Well, what?
It just made me laugh the way you ended that.
Well, you know, nowhere else to go with it.
Someone said I spent some time in the South. They said my Pacific Northwest accent sounded proper.
Oh.
Very proper. And some of it could be like a socioeconomic thing. Like when we think of like the rich douchebaggy accent, that's not a region. That's a wealth thing. Thurston Hall. You know, it's that named Brant. I mean, that's not a region. That's just that's very hoity-toity.
See, I feel like the proper comment comes from a place of feeling like people out west think they're superior, which many of them do.
Sure. Well, but so do people from the Northeast.
I would say
the Northeast has more of a superiority complex than people out west.
You think so?
Yeah. But it's just like, if you spent time in the North, like if you're from that area, if you're from like the Philly, Boston, New York, kind of DC, you know, that just that little ring there is no world outside of that. Like, that's the only place that exists. And if you're winning anywhere from beyond that, when my daughter lived in Chicago, like, even they view Chicago as like a crappy hillbilly sort of place because it's not in their little world. So yeah, I think that might be the most elitist place in the country, hands down. And sometimes it's not even like, if you're from like South Boston, like, what a weird thing to have an elitist attitude. But again, the world begins and ends in their little neighborhood. And I don't think you get that much in the West Coast. At least from me living out here, I don't catch that. You know, there may be, we're better than you because you're progressive, you're enlightened, you're politics. But I don't think very many people in the West think that the world begins and ends on the West Coast. And they definitely do that in the Northeast.
Well, we had a viral golf video that is great, and you guys need to see it.
It is something else.
When I first watched it, I thought the guy teeing up the ball was the tough guy.
Ah.
Because I had heard tales of a tough guy.
Sure.
What you need to know is that you've got a group playing slow, and the group behind them has a tough guy in it.
Yes.
And they were not happy that the group in front of them was playing slow.
Well, it wasn't just that they were playing slow. The group in front of them was rip-ass drunk.
Yeah.
And playing slow.
Well, that's why they were playing slow. Yes. It doesn't matter that they're drunk. Be drunk, but just play. Just keep up with the group in front of you. Whatever.
It's got to be maddening, though, if someone is playing slow and they can't even tee up a golf ball, which at one point the guy says, he's like, dude, you've been here for 23 minutes on the tee box. You're too drunk to even tee up your ball. I can see where that is. Yeah. That's a bit much.
So you should watch it. And then you see that one of the guys in the group behind the group that is slow has enough, and the guy in the slow group, drunk as a skunk, just starts bowing up.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Like Big Sook on a Saturday night.
He starts clapping his hands and like pounding his chest, and he's like, let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
And see, he acted like a tough guy.
Yeah.
Like, that to me looks like, oh, this guy's about to kick somebody's ass, because you can't see the other guys on camera.
Yeah.
Well, the other guy's twice his size.
Yeah.
And it just so happens he was an NHL hockey enforcer.
Yeah.
He played for some team in the NHL.
Yeah.
And he kicked some serious ass.
He played for a bunch of teams. And he was a goon in the
NHL. He was a goon, which means he just kicks people's asses. That's what he does.
He fought professionally for a living.
So this homeboy goes after him, after the big NHL guy. Yeah. And I'm guessing you can guess what. Well, I am guessing that you can guess what happens next.
Well,
he gets his ass kicked, and he gets thrown in a pond.
Yeah, well, I will say that the...
It's great. You guys need to watch
it. The hockey enforcer, was his name, was Nick Tarnaski, I believe it was.
You ever heard of him?
No, I did not know who he was. But he played for a handful of teams, and he was, I guess, he was an enforcer. Played for the like Florida Panthers, I think played for the Canadiens for a little bit. But he tells the guy, you don't want to do this. And his buddy is trying to tell him, dude, you're not a tough guy. Don't do this. And the guy charges him, and he tells him that he's going to throw him into a pond. And sure enough, he throws him into the pond. Like, when someone tells you that they're going to do something and then they do it, that should probably be your sign that that fight is over. My man climbs up out of the pond, on all fours, granted, and then proceeds to run to try to fight him again, at which point he does the hockey enforcer thing. So in hockey fights, you can't really punch on your skates, the balance thing. So you reach out and you grab them with your offhand, and you hold them still while you throw the overhand rights. He reaches out, grabs the bro by the polo shirt, and starts delivering hockey punches, and with each one he's narrating like it's a Batman comic. He's saying bam every time he hits him. He's like, bam! Bam! When someone is narrating your ass kicking, again, probably time to just call it. But the dude keeps coming at him. Over and over and over again.
Yeah, when you're saying bam, bam every time you hit a guy,
yeah,
I feel like you're in a good spot in the fight.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you're feeling good.
When you're a hockey enforcer, when that was your job, and the dude's half your size and he's drunk and is barely standing, you're not fearful. Like, that's child's play.
That's why you shouldn't go after anyone.
No.
Because you never know who the hell can kick your ass.
No.
And I'm talking about bigger guys or smaller guys.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You got to be real careful.
You got to be real careful.
But at some point, when the guy says, I'm going to throw you in the pond, and then throws you in the pond, just be done. And, but that's the hard part, is then your ego kicks in. And
the best part was, I think the best part, everybody's talking about the pond throw.
Yeah.
I think the best part was the final throw.
Oh yeah, he sends him airborne.
Where he throws the guy. The guy stays on his feet, kind of, but he's stumbling around like he does not know where he is.
No.
And Hockey Bro picks him up and just tosses him on the other side of the cart path. Well, but, and he just rolls like a little roly-poly.
The hockey guy gave him about 3 to 4 opportunities to stop it.
It was great.
My favorite part is after he throws him into the pond, the hockey guy's buddy turns to the bro that got launched into the pond and goes, "You're doing great, buddy."
There are a couple guys who just are on the side going, I want no part of this.
Well, if you've ever had a friend.
Smart guys.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
But I ain't helping your ass.
If you've ever had a friend, well, one guy acts like he's going to intervene and then he realizes he's going to catch an ass whooping too. And he's like, whoa.
Yeah,
it's not my friend. But if you've ever had a friend that's the tough guy, watching someone pick a fight with your buddy that's like that is the most comical thing in the world. You're like, really?
You know what's about to happen.
Like, this is what you want to do? You're like, hey, eh.
Yeah, and that guy knew. The guy was that the guy filming?
That was the guy filming.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew.
He was like, dude, you don't want to do it. I think he said it multiple times, didn't he?
Yeah.
You don't want to do this.
He was trying to warn him. Like, this doesn't end.
And does that ever work?
If
somebody ever go, oh, okay.
I've seen it.
Yeah?
I've seen it work. Where you can sometimes talk someone out of it and be like, look, dude, just save face here. This doesn't go well. But when alcohol is involved like that and the dude's like slapping his chest.
Yeah.
The fight launch codes had been put in and those missiles weren't being retrieved. Those were already launched.
That must be a maturity thing because I've never seen the, hey, you don't want any part of this. Once the jawjacking goes back and forth, there's no stopping it. It's only going to get physical.
Well, I think
there.
People do want to get. Well, you're young, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
There are sometimes when people get into that situation and they really want to be held back.
Yeah.
Like George Brett.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You do the Charles Barkley. Tackle him quick. Yeah. Tackle Shaq quick. Yeah. Get him on the ground.
And they're hoping somebody jumps in. They're just buying their time for someone to jump in front of them because they don't really want to fight.
No.
That's what's funny.
I've told that story where I did that in college. One of my buddies was the scariest human being I've met, and he was bowed up on me, and I didn't want to look like a bitch. So I just grabbed him and hoped that someone would break it up in time.
Anybody want to step in here?
And that was the best part, because at the end of it, he came up and I tried to like be like, hey, are we cool, man? And he's like, yeah, we're fine. And then he whispered, like he like kind of quietly said, he goes, you know, I would have killed you, right? And I'm like, absolutely. He goes, okay. He just needed me to know that had that fight would have continued, he would have murdered me. And all I need, I was just like, yeah, dude, what? I know.
You have one on the golf guy.
Yeah.
He did not.
No.
He needed to fall into the pond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And take a few to the chin to.
But my favorite part, if you watch that video, is right when he goes in the pond. Hey, you're doing great, buddy.
I think a great.
You're off to a great start.
This is a residual that probably many people don't think about.
Yeah.
What I think is great about it is that dude is now viral.
Yeah.
That will never leave the internet.
No.
Of him getting his ass kicked.
No.
And I'm sure that he has friends that will see that, or people that know him that will see that and go, "Hey, how's your chin, buddy?" You know,
how's that ass whooping you
like
took?
Back in the old days?
Yeah, it just goes away.
It just nobody would have really known. And let's not talk. You tell your friends like, guys, shut the hell up about this. But no, this will live in infamy. YouTube.
This poor bastard, because he will forever be the guy.
But it helps him that the hockey guy was a big stud hockey player. It helps. That helps his case.
Yeah, but at the same time, then it's like you picked a fight with that guy.
Yeah.
He's a shorter guy though. Not really shocked.
Which guy?
The guy who gets his butt kicked.
Yeah.
He's a shorter guy, usually a little bit angrier.
Yeah, he did seem very angry.
Yeah.
He seemed like a guy who likes to fight.
Clearly he had never fought before because that was...
Well, he was housed.
I don't really know what the technique was there, but that's my favorite part is... Because I go to two gyms. One is a combat gym and one is a jiu-jitsu gym. And occasionally we do get people that walk into those and they're like... They want to challenge people that do this, and their thing is, I just see red. I have heard that so many times from people that are like, dude, it doesn't matter. When I get angry and I go red, training doesn't matter. And you just laugh, and you're like, that's not a thing. And then you watch someone half their size just pick them apart, and you're like, oh, yeah. They realize real quick. If someone does that for a living or has done that and you've never done it, it's not going to end well for you. It's just, but people... Guys all think inherently, like I've said, what is it? It's driving, barbecuing, and fighting. Every man, even if he's never done any of those, they all think that they can do it. That it's instinctual. It's like, well, I got a penis and a pair of balls. Therefore, I can grill a perfect steak and I guarantee I can kick this guy's ass. You're like, that guy fought people for a living for a long time. Like, don't do it.
All right, guys. There's a little viral golf video you should go watch. Coming up next, we have the new number one podcast platform in the United States. Mm. But first, Will with SportsCenter. You know, The Fan, this radio station that you're listening to right now, it has a YouTube channel. Did you know that?
I did. We're on there every day.
Every day. And you can go there and you can watch us talk, which to me has always been a wild phenomenon that people do that. But they do.
We were on the TV. We were on Comcast for like 10 years.
Yeah, and if those of you, I mean, maybe you're new to the show. Hell, I had a P1 reach out to me the other day. He goes, my God, I'm down in Corvallis. You guys are on TV here. I didn't know you guys were on TV. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, we're on TV.
Yeah,
he was watching us in a bar. Mm. Or no, it was an old folks home.
Yeah, back when we were on Comcast.
In Corvallis.
Every now and then, like, I'd get a buddy that would go to, like, a peeler joint. And then, like, I'd get a photo from, like, Spice or whatever. And then, like, we'd be in the corner. For whatever reason, like, peeler joints used to play our show because they'd replay our show at night. And so, like, you could, you know, you'd watch Cinnamon on stage and then, like, our heads would be floating in the background, which is another one I always thought was very odd. Like, why would you have us on? Like, you can't hear us. You know, there's club music.
People like it, though. And we're on CW 3 to 4 every day.
Yeah.
Or most days, right?
Yes, we are.
Monday through Friday. Anyway.
By the way, I looked up that Nick Tarzanski or whatever, the dude that whooped the drunk golfer's ass. That dude played 5 NHL seasons. He has 30 points and 297 penalty minutes.
Whoa.
So
there really are guys like that just, they're out there only to kick someone's ass.
It's getting less and less. Like, he last played in 2010. Hockey doesn't have many of those guys anymore. The game's just too fast, too skilled. But there are tough guys, but the fact that you had 13 goals and you had 297 penalty minutes, you knew what you were there for. And that dip-ass picked the wrong...
Well...
Like, yeah, pick a fight with, like, old Wayne Gretzky. You don't want to pick a fight with that guy.
As someone said online, you know, online, like, online and stuff.
The interwebs.
Make sure you let that guy play through.
Yeah.
If he's playing behind you, let him go through.
Well, I remember, like, during the... I think it was during the... I might have been during COVID. There was some, maybe it was during the George Floyd thing, because around the same time, down in New Mexico, there were some people that were getting a little rowdy, and someone was spray painting cars and they were lighting fires or whatever, and bumped into someone and turned around and bowed up like they were going to do something. It was John Jones.
Ah.
And the guy with the spray paint realized it was John Jones and was like, oh, hey.
Hey, love the show. How you doing, Johnny?
I was just, you know. But I'm at, like, at least that guy realized that it was John Jones. Because maybe, you know, you're in the midst
of something. If he didn't, he would not be alive.
Exactly. You're in the midst of something. You turn around like, bro, you want something? And then an elbow comes out of nowhere. And next thing you know, you're waking up in the hospital. You're like, ah. And then someone has to tell you, dude, what? You're like, hey, what happened? He's like, well, you picked a fight with John Jones.
The wrong guy.
The
one wrong guy.
Of all the wrong guys.
He's probably the wrongest.
It's the final boss of wrong guys. And that's the thing. It doesn't take the final boss, but you just... You never know. You never know. So be careful out there, people.
Well, now we've killed another segment. What I was going to tell you is that we have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And you should watch us on there.
Yes.
And even if you don't watch us, you can watch us later. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And they put videos and cool stuff.
On demand.
Well, I'll tease this for the next segment. Mm-hmm. Did you know that YouTube is now the number one podcast platform in the United States? Mm.
I did not know that.
It is.
Mm. Everyone's on YouTube now.
Well, they are, but podcasts, last I checked, was just people talking.
But people like the visual.
They like the video they now. Like, so people like to watch other people talk.
Yeah.
Fascinating. We get into it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, so watch us on YouTube. I'd give you, well, I think it's like at 1080 The Fan, is that right? Does anybody know?
Yeah, if you just go to YouTube and you search 1080 The Fan, we have our own little page that pops up, and you can watch all the shows.
Well, then you have to subscribe, don't you?
No.
You don't?
You do not.
Okay,
you
great.
Should,
but
though.
But we want you, should. You to subscribe.
Yeah, and
you
like.
Just subscribe and like.
And then you can be a part of the little, there's a live chat on
yeah!
there as well.
Yeah.
Here, I'll say hi to the
yeah, who's
right
on
now.
There? Tell us. Give a live YouTube chatter a shout-out.
This one says, I think this, we were talking about the hockey fight, and he said probably had too much creatine.
That's good. That's a good joke. See? Yeah. It's great. It's yeah. fun in there.
Yeah. There
it's fun.
Go. So, yeah. Rob should just leave for MSNBC. I think that was over.
What does
the,
that mean?
That was
oh.
the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were calling you a woke snowflake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
I'll wear that. I'll own that.
Yeah.
Okay. So YouTube, I was teasing this. It is now the number one podcast platform
yeah.
in the United States.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, it surprises me.
Yeah.
Because well, yeah. Because one, it feels to me like everybody uses Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And we are obsessed with podcasts now.
Yes. Everybody has one.
And Spotify. Well, everyone has one and everyone listens to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easy. Whether it's in your car or on your walk or on your exercising or whatever, people find time to listen to podcasts. I get it all the time from people like, oh, what podcast you listen to? Oh, I'm listening to this podcast. Oh, you should check out this podcast.
Yeah.
It's just part of our culture now. And the rise of it was pretty quick. But it's spoken word. It's not video. But I just always, and like if you asked me yesterday before I saw this story, mm-hmm. what is the number one podcast platform? I'd be like, oh, it's got to be Spotify.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Well, and on Spotify.
But it's not, it's YouTube.
But on Spotify, you can, it's the same thing. On Spotify, if you have a, like a Wi-Fi connection, I don't think it works if you're just doing the, at least on mine, I don't think it works if I'm just using data. But if I'm a Wi-Fi connection, you can, like most of the Spotify podcasters, you can watch too. So it's the, like whether that's, you know, whether you listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson or Rogan or Marr or whatever, you know, those are all visual platforms as well. So even yeah. Spotify does that.
Well, I think the key is that I don't know how many people know that a podcast has a video version. Hmm. I mean, if you're listening to something on podcast, you just earbuds, you're not watching. I think that's part of the allure of podcasts is you're doing it while you're listening to it while you're doing something else.
Sure.
You're not captive with your eyes but because your eyes are on something else.
I see people a lot of times at the gym, though, and they have their phones propped up and they're listening to that while they're doing right. cardio or whatever, and they always have the video yeah,
people
up
people well. Do it. I'm just saying I didn't think it was this popular yet.
Yeah. I think that's an age thing because everybody that I know – like, this is what I do. When I'm at the gym, I throw on my podcast, my 1080 The Fan, if I want to listen.
And you watch it?
No, I just have it on and I listen and there's a video element. And if I'm taking a rest or something, I might have it on. If I'm in the car, I usually have the YouTube thing on. All my buddies do the same thing.
Watching it.
Right. Half the, yeah. Well, not while okay. you're driving, but yes. Okay. It's on in YouTube and then it'll give you related videos. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you find new podcasts as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just... It's just surprising to me that YouTube is now number one. Maybe I'm just a relic. Yeah. I didn't know this, but it is number one by a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how many times my kids will sit and just roam YouTube.
Oh yeah. I well, mean, that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole
where
thing.
YouTube streaming mm-hmm. has passed Netflix.
Yeah.
So that's two different things. Podcasts, one thing, but total streaming.
Yeah.
It's the number one platform in that, too, and has been for a while. It passed Netflix. There are 150 million U.S. They said in 1 month, 150 million U.S. households watch YouTube on their TV.
Yeah.
Something on YouTube on their TV.
Yeah.
That's almost half of the country, dude.
Yeah.
And DirecTV and, like, all that. Remember that? Cable, all that. You're looking at 15 to 20 million people.
Yep.
Like it is amazing how quickly the paradigm has shifted.
Well, I remember all those years ago when we started on Comcast, and that was still somewhat relatively new. I mean, like Dan Patrick did this. I mean, he was one of the first ones I remember that broadcast from like a big, nice studio. We didn't do that, but I remember when they put us on Comcast all those years ago. I do remember being like, "Why would anyone watch this?" It made no sense to me because the amount of views and the popularity of it, and you've just seen it kind of grow and grow. And I don't know. I just think there's an entire generation that has been viewed on that is their that is their television
for sure.
Yeah.
But as an older guy in the radio business, I can tell you that one of the things that I loved about radio when I first got into it, and I still love about
fever
radio,
of the mind sort of thing,
is the fact that I can paint a picture in your. I don't want you to see me.
Yeah.
Because the power of radio is painting a picture in your brain and getting you to a place without video is the fun of it.
Sure.
That's the fun of radio. It's the spoken word and it's very powerful. So it's kind of weird to me as an old guy now that video is a part of this, but I get it. It's a generational thing. Totally makes sense. But it really kind of started when basically everyone went to Zoom for COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when it started. Because if you just watch regular cable news, everybody zooms in now.
Yeah.
We forget that did not happen before 2020. As a matter of fact, if that happened, you would be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But because everyone was home for a year and a half, or however long it was, a year, they started bringing people in from their homes. Now it's all you see.
Well, and now
it's a regular occurrence.
Well, even like with, I know a lot of like therapists now do exclusively Zoom.
Well, that's my wife. My wife is a therapist and she sees clients only online.
Yeah.
But it's like, and that again boomed during the pandy. But also for back to podcasts, a lot of people were taping podcasts during the pandy, but then because they couldn't go anywhere and they were at home, they also put video to it.
Sure.
And that's so it's really kind of pandy born.
Sure.
How quickly so many of these podcasts have become also video. And like, if you have a podcast now,
you have to almost
You have to have the video, because yeah. the one thing that I was reading about with YouTube is people quickly figured out that if you have a podcast and you're trying to make your way up the podcast rankings and get some eyeballs and make some money with it, there is no better platform than YouTube, because you get a share of ad revenue yeah. on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That is the only the scalability of your podcast on YouTube is the only platform that offers that.
Well, and that's why obviously YouTube has become the number one platform for podcasters. It's the easiest way to make money.
So now, well, yeah, that's what we're talking yeah. about. So that is why YouTube has become number one for podcasting.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, and that's like any sort of influencer, anyone, Mr. Beast or whatever, you know, they all get big on YouTube, because again, it's a monetary thing. Number of views you get, and then the ads you can sell.
But I thought Mr. Beast was like a video bit guy.
He has a podcast as well.
Well, everyone has a podcast.
But he started out doing YouTube videos. I mean, most of the guys that I think really hit it big started with YouTube channels. You know, I think YouTube has embraced that. Was it like I Am Speed and some of these people? I think a lot of those
people, guys are Twitch or Kick.
They're Twitch
so
or Kick.
So slightly different, but similar idea. Everything is live stream, but they have YouTube channels and they do YouTube stuff. Yeah. The other one that you're seeing a lot too is TikTok. So you can go live on TikTok, and I think their pay is better.
And the other thing too with YouTube is once you go on there, your algorithm mm-hmm. is spitting stuff at you that is similar. And you basically down a rabbit hole instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you watch Isaac and Souk, and I don't know what populates for a lot of you YouTubers that watch our show, but I'm guessing you could see some other suggestions, you know, on the right where it always suggests what else to watch. There are other shows like ours over there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you listen to that, and then you're watching that, and then before you know it, that's your thing. And you're on YouTube basically 24 hours a day.
Well, it is weird because some people are saying that they still like... You know, and again, maybe it's a generational thing. Some people like, the theater of the mind thing, enjoy watching it on or listening to it on radio. And then some other people, like, they want that personal connection. I think the idea of seeing someone, I don't know, just makes it real. And sometimes the spoken word, I think that's the beauty of what we do. I mean, we started out in this thing 20 plus years ago. We started doing this dumb show. Talk radio was kind of an afterthought. FM radio was king. And we were like, you know, the little engine that no one gave two craps about. Fast forward 20 years, and it's kind of the reverse. You can get music anywhere, but the spoken word, the reason why this has become such a big deal is it's personal, right? You can't get this anywhere else.
We can't duplicate it.
You can't do yeah.
Well, you can't AI our ass.
No, you can't.
I mean, I guess you can.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways, like you said, you can consume music, right? If I'm listening, if my favorite band is, whatever music you listen to, whether that's Taylor Swift or whether that's Metallica or whether that's Kendrick Lamar or whatever, whatever platform I'm listening on, it's the same. Taylor Swift sounds the same on radio as she does on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, right? It's all the same. But if you want to listen to Isaac and Souk, or if you like, Bussin' with the Boys or whatever, you can't. That's the only place you're going to get that. It is a unique thing each and every day.
I just think the thing that's hard for me to wrap my head around for the youngs like Will is, well, actually, it's not hard to understand. It's just not the way it used to be. So, you know, I sound like that old guy. But the idea that us doing this right now, mm-hmm. the idea that we connect better with whoever is watching us mm-hmm. versus who is listening to us, even though we're just sitting here talking,
sure,
that's fascinating to me.
Yeah,
right. It's like to me, I don't need to see you to connect with your show that is in my ear, in my headphones.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But to the young people and to a lot of people, it is way more engaging for them just to see the person talking. I've always thought that then becomes less about what they're saying. I think it should be about the content of what they're saying, not about what they're wearing or what their set looks like or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that takes some of it away for me. But for most people, that is where they connect more with their favorite podcast, is by seeing it True. As opposed to just hearing it, which is still kind of foreign to me.
I just think, one, generational, because younger people didn't grow up listening to anything. Everything was watched. And two, I do think that looking at someone, that's why I think having a a conversation with someone in person is way better than on the phone.
Well, it's why TV has always been traditionally a more popular platform than radio.
Like, if I wanted to talk to someone, I would not want to have a conversation with someone over a telephone or over a, you know, or even a Zoom. I want it to be the closer you can get to sitting in someone's living room and sitting down face to face with someone.
Yeah.
And I think this is the thing. You can see someone's facial expressions. You can see, are they interested or not? I mean, there's so many, what do they say? I forget the percentage, but there's a huge percentage of communication or conversation that's nonverbal. And I don't know what that number is, but it's quite a bit. And when you're sitting down having a conversation with someone, what they're saying is, you know, it's half of what you're intaking. So when you're watching someone, whether it's on YouTube or however you want to, you know, consume someone, I do think there is an element of watching someone. We have just been trained from an evolutionary standpoint that it's more interesting when I can see where that's coming from. You know, it's, does that person look interested? Does that person look bored? Do they generally look excited? You know, I think that brings you one step closer to the living room, one step closer to the chair, which is ultimately what this platform is about, making a personal connection, someone feeling like they know you.
Well, we're leaving, on that note, we're leaving the fan and we're going to YouTube.
Well, we already are.
Oh.
We're right there.
Oh.
I'm literally watching me talk to you.
Are you
right
watching
now.
Yourself?
That's weird.
Boy, that is weird.
So sometimes
what are
I,
you doing?
Well, sometimes I pull it up just for the YouTube chat because I try to interact with the YouTube chatters. We have that live chat. But a lot of times I have to pull it down because I find it very weird to have us looking at me. That's a weird thing for me. I struggle with that.
Well, I would say shut it off, but you can't.
Well, no, I'm talking to Fun P right now.
I love Fun P.
And Chris Hill.
All right. Anyway, YouTube, the new number one podcast platform in the United States. Yeah. And it's by a lot, to the point where at the end of this article, they say, I'll just read this to you. It says, Spotify has been the king of podcasts ever since taking the crown from Apple in 2021. But it was dethroned this year as video podcasts exploded in popularity. It did need to study the competition to see the definition of a podcast evolving. Even on Spotify, the number of users watching podcasts almost doubled over the past year. And nearly two-thirds of listeners say they now prefer podcasts with video. So this week, the company took aim at YouTube and revealed its plan to pay hosts for video podcasts and let premium subscribers watch them without ads, calling these changes nothing less than the biggest update to podcasts on Spotify ever.
Yeah, here it comes. If you don't have video, what are you doing?
What are you even doing?
What are the troops even fighting for?
It's like being on AM. If you're not on AM, I don't even know what you're doing out there.
Old AM radio.
All right. Hour two is next. Recruiting is bananas. Example number 59,000 when we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.